Malachim. I have to even say the name of the Sefer, that's how long it's been. And we're middle now of the Nevuah of Edoy Hanavi. Edoy Hanavi, if you remember, the last thing we discussed was Yeshio HaMelech, was giving a Nevuah about Yeshio. And the Navi says as follows, he's giving a Nevuah now to Yeravam ben Nevat. Yeravam ben Nevat is standing on his false Mizbeach, being Makrev Tavod Azorah. The Navi is coming to give him Musa, and the Navi tells him like this. Number one, he says, Yeshio is going to come, V'zovach olechos k'hanei abomis amaktir molecho. He's going to destroy everything. V'nosam b'yema u'moifes. Anyway. So, he tells him basically the destruction of Yeravam ben Nevat. The Navi tells him, you're going to be destroyed. Yeravam ben Nevat tries to dismiss what the Navi is saying. He wants to make with his hand, like, you know, narishkeit what you're saying. Vayhi kishmoya melech as devar yisho elokim. When the Navi heard, when the melech, when Yeravam ben Nevat heard what Edo HaNavi said, go, grab him, take him, get him. That was it. He got paralyzed. So he stuck out his hand. He said, grab that Navi, grab him. And he got frozen, got paralyzed. That's the same pasuk. Okay, Moreh de Ganes. Moreh de Ganes, that's happening over here. Mamish Anes Nifle. What's happening here? Mamish Nes Goli. Vayana Melech, Vayomer Elisha Elohim, Chal Lois Pnei Hashem Elohecho. He says, please, Davin. The Navi says, please, the Melech, the king says, Davin. Davin for me. Anyway. Vayichal Elisha Elohecho is Pnei Hashem. And the king got cured. Yeravam ben Nevat gets cured. So any of you, something like that happened? I mean, if you weren't a Baal Tshuva before, this you can become a Baal Tshuva. This is Mamish Anes Nigla. So the Navi, that's it. Doesn't do Tshuva. The Perek ends that Yeravam ben Nevat continues in the same ways that he was Noeg before, nothing changed. So I want to be aiming on several Nakudas. Nakuda number one, how could it be that Yeravam ben Nevat saw such an open miracle? Saw Mamish an open miracle. And he even had to ask the Navi to daven for him. He doesn't do tshuva. This is black and white. This is open. He saw everything. That's a mamish apella. That's a stam apella. Pella nifla. As we go on, I'm going to ask you a couple other questions that I heard from a Biankev Zatzal. Mind-boggling questions here. But the first question you have to ask is how could it be that Yeravam ben Nevat, after experiencing paralysis, mamish turned paralyzed? I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. Even while he was telling the Navi to daven for him, he wasn't doing tshuva. You know, I think he was doing tshuva like Parah, you know, do tshuva now and then say chazik. No. Chazal come and they dash in the pasuk. Listen what he said. Chal no es pnei Hashem Elohecho. Says the Medrash Tanchume, Elohecho v'loi Elohecho. Your God. Even while he's in paralysis, he's paralyzed. And he's asking the Navi, please, I beg of you, daven for me. And paralysis is very scary. I don't know if any of you ever experienced it, even in a little way. Sometimes you wake up and something is frozen. Right? I remember as a kid, the first time, now we know what it is. So now it's not scary. But you know, you sleep on your arm sometimes, and it cuts off the circulation. And if you wake up for the first couple of minutes, you can't move your arm. I'm sure you've all experienced something like that. I remember, I must have been maybe four, when I had such an experience. It was such a scary experience that I still remember today how it happened. I remember waking up. I couldn't move my arm. I was like, what's going on here? Scary. Scary. So my mother came in and she made nice. And here I am, moving my hands again, Baruch Hashem. Yerov ben Avot got paralyzed in the Middle East. He got paralyzed. He was pacha pradim, out of control. Not only that, the Medrash says that it was a schus. The Medrash says like this. Medrash says that a person has different limbs. Some of his limbs are in his control, and some of your limbs are not. You're not in control of those limbs. And the Medrash says like this: Shisha dvorim mishamshin esadam. There are six limbs. There are six evorim that a person uses regularly. And the Medrash says like this: Shloisha b'shusha shloisha enim. Three you have control over, three you don't. And the Medrash says, Ayin oizim chaitim shalei b'shusha. The eyes, the nose, the ears, you're not in full control. What does that mean? Things come to you. You smell them, you see them. You don't actively have to pursue them. They come on their own. Those are the three evorim. Then the Medrash says, but then, your mouth, okay, and your hands and feet, those are in your control. The Medrash says, you could learn, you could go talk Lashon Hara. Right? Your hands, you can do good, you can do bad, you can stalk it with them. You could steal or kill Chas V'Shalom. Your feet, the same thing, they could take you to theaters, particular CIs, or they could take you to Beis HaKnesses, Beis HaMedrash. Says the Medrash, Zocho, Nasim, She'ene B'Shusay, B'Shusay. And then, U'B'Shor She'u Zoyche, Oyse Gamkein, Oyse She'B'Shusay, She'loi B'Shusay. Says the Medrash, a person could be Zoyche, that his limb, which is normally in his power to do good or bad, Hashem will now take that control away from him to his benefit. And the Medrash brings this pasuk by us. Here, normally a person can move his hands. Hashem was mezake Yerovam ben Avot that his hand got paralyzed, and that was a schus for him to give him an opportunity to do tshuva. Zocho. Meaning, what Chazal is telling us, sometimes Hashem takes you out of the picture of having control, and it's not a punishment, it's a benefit. You're zoiche to be out of control. You have a schus, you're out of control. That's a maila. That's a chazal telling. That's the Medrash. So you see, the Medrash L'chaira is reiterating what I'm telling you, which is that Yerovam ben Avot was Shamayim gave him such an opportunity to do tshuva that they almost took control away from him. He should do tshuva. Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky Zatzal said that normally Hashem always makes the Nisoyin at least on the level to give you Bechira, that you should have equal choice. Why do you think that there's so much out there in atheism? Why? And why is today atheism such a powerful force? Such a powerful force, backed by sciences and backed by this. Why? Why is that? I'll tell you why I think why it is. I'll tell you why I think it is. There was a tkufa where atheism wasn't popular. There was avodah zarah, there were people who believed in this force or that force, or the other. But people to say there's no force, right? There's no godliness in the world. That wasn't very, very popular. Today that's yeah popular. Nebuch, we should know from it. One of the heads of the atheist movement in America is a Jewish fellow. Yeah. Why is atheism? So I always tell this, Rabbi Yankov answered the kash. Rabbi Yankov asked a different kash. Rabbi Yankov asked, what happened to all the shadim right? All the shadim that, you know, you learn about in the Gemara. Scary things they used to have those days. They used to confront devils much more often than we do today. Today, if a guy tells you, remember the Gemara in Kedushin, some of the other ones, the guy would tell you, you saw a monster with six heads, you send him to the doctor. Right? He's not well. In the time of the Gemara, yeah, he saw a monster with six heads. Yeah, about it. That's a Chaim Yankel, about it. So Bianca asked, what happened to all the Shadim? We don't have Shadim anymore. We don't have these Kechis Hatum anymore. What happened to them? Rabbi Yankov said a gewaltig zach. He said like this. He said that a person always has to have free will. A person always has to have free choice. That's what a person has to have. So he said like this. He said in the time of the Nevi'im, there was open miracles. The Nevi'im would talk to the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Nevi'im performed miracles. Even in the time of the Tanoim and Amiroim, Tchias HaMesim. So really, how does somebody deny anything? It's so open. Rabbi Shech Reb Zeira, then they make it Tchias HaMesim. I mean, come on. Who in the world could deny such a thing? You kill a guy, you go, oops, okay. You can poke on. How can a person deny? The next day, he made a Tchis HaMesim. Next year, he invited him again for Sudas Purim. He said, hey, yeah, let's skip this year. Maybe it won't be a Tchis HaMesim. Remember that Gemara with Adel Yoda, no? I think so. No? So what's Pshat? So Rabbi Yankov said, that's why there was Koiches Hatum in the world. Because if there wouldn't have been witchcraft and shadim and all kinds of evil forces, we wouldn't have free will. If you only saw miraculous positive behavior, so everybody would be a tzaddik. So the zelu umazel also like him. Hashem makes, if there's a power of bad, there's a power of good. Because if there won't be both, and if there's a superpower of good, there has to be a superpower of bad too. Because otherwise, Bechira gets taken away from us. That's the way it works. And the Mela Rabbi Yisai, it's the same thing. Today, there is so much sources to have emunah. There's so much research. There's so much available through internet and through other sources to learn. I know some people use internet not for good things, but there's so many. The internet, you can get shiurim, yom v'layla. I'm sure that's anybody here that has any shaykhs in internet. I'm sure they use it only for learning. There's endless. The avenues to find Hashem today, like it never was. Molor, it's Deus Hashem, kamayim layam achasim. So now there also has to be a force out there that comes and says, no, there's no God. Because if you won't have that, there won't be any choice. No free will. You need to have a balance. So Mela Hashem made, in our generation, there's a scientific atheist organization. They're trying to spread no God, Chas V'Shem. That's what they're trying to present. And that's the way it works. So what I'm telling you is like this. Obviously, Yerovam ben Nevat was on such a madrega of Avera that even with his hand getting paralyzed, he still had Bechir. He was so low that the Eibishter made his hand, when the Eibishter froze his hand, it was only giving him an opportunity to do tshuva, which he declined. Not humbly, but he declined. He declined that hand. The Rebbeinu Shatanoisin Yad L'Poishim, this literally could be taken what we say in Nila. Atanoisin Yad L'Poishim, Hashem gave him a hand to do tshuva. So now, I didn't answer the question yet. Now we're just getting into it. So now we see, obviously, there's something about Yerovam ben Nevat that was so corroded that even an open miracle didn't force him to believe. He was able to see an open miracle and still he asked the Navi to daven. He didn't even ask the Navi, daven to my God, daven to our God, daven to your God. Even when he did shuv. So that's Shlav Aleph, that needs, we need clarity. Shlav Beis. Hashem gave a dictate to Edoi Hanavi, and he told him, this is your mission. Go to Yeravim Ben Avot, deliver this message, and come right back. And you're not, don't eat by anywhere, don't drink anywhere, don't sleep anywhere. Come on, come back. Edoi Hanavi goes, he does his nevuah. Yeravim Ben Avot offers him lunch. He says it's okay. He keeps the word of Hashem. And he goes. On his way back, a false Navi. One Chazal says it was Yonason. Menashe, the famous. He tells him, come eat by me. So Edoi Hanavi tells him, I can't. I have a dictate from Hashem. I have to go back. I'm not allowed to eat by anybody or drink or nothing. I have to go right back. So he tells him it's not true. He says, I got a nevuah from Hashem that you should come to eat lunch with me. So you all did the psukim. So basically he was telling him, the nevuah that you got, that you shouldn't stop anywhere, there was then another nevuah that was said to me that you should stop by me. Edoi Hanavi goes to him for lunch. The end is not a happy picture. The end is the Navi dies and gets killed in a tragic way. And Shreklach. Something is chapella. Why is the Navi being punished? Why is the Navi being punished? The Navi listened to Hashem. The second Navi came. The Navi Sheker came and gave him a bunch of baloney. He, the second guy, should be punished, not the Navi. But that's not what happens. The second Navi lives happily ever after. Not ever, but happily after. And Edoi Hanavi, he gets killed. He gets devoured. He gets destroyed. What did he do? He listened to the second Navi. What he thought was what Hashem said. It's a problem. It seems like he did no chet. If he did a chet, surely it's a much smaller chet. It's on a much lower level chet than the chet of the second Navi. But yet the Navi by us doesn't say anything happens to the second Navi who caused the problem. Only to Edoi. Pasuk says, Kam ani Navi kamoicho, umalach tibo elai bidvar Hashem ashiveyu itchol beischo. In steht in Pasuk, Vayi achre yochloi vayach v'shchamo, Vayim tzeyu aryeh baderach alai and met him, and that was it. Vayim yiseyu. It's a special pillar. And the Navi, the second Navi, the Navi Sheker, nothing happens to him. He dies. He actually leaves the Tzavo. He wants to be buried next to the first Navi. The whole thing is Hamad Nezach. In a certain degree, he killed him. The second Navi killed the first Navi by telling him to go against Hashem. So that's another problem in this parak. The last problem that I would like to mavaya, and obviously we'll get to the terrace tomorrow, to all these kashas. We'll just give you one more kasha. The parak ends, achar hadavar hazeh, after this, lo yishav Yeravam midarchei hara. Yeravam didn't go back, didn't do tshuva. Vayeshav hayas mitzoso. He continued to make from some of the people, kehani bomois. He continued his sinful behavior after everything. What's after this? So one way to learn is after the thing that happened to his hand, after the Navi died. But Chazal tell us not like that. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, what's Achar? Omar Ravabo, this is Sanhedrin of Kuf Beis Amid Aleph. Omar Ravabo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked Yeravam up by his beged. You know what that is? Picked him up. Hashem went over to Yeravam and he went. When you do that to somebody, usually they wake up. Let me try it. Let's see who's going. Even Yumi. Simcha, I'm not sure. It'll be tough. A person wakes up when you do that to them. Right? and you grab them by the beggar. You say, right? They wake up. Didn't work. The Eibush that picked up your oven by the vot bevigdoi, and he told him, Chazoboch, I want you to do tshuva. And you should know, Vani va'ato ben yishai netayu began Eden. You hear a Gemara. He said, and me, Vani va'ato ben yishai netayu began Eden. And you, I, and David HaMelech will be in Gan Eden together. Wow! Pretty good. That's a good deal. I'm in. I'll sign the dotted line now. I don't care what the price is. I'll sign that line right now. The title line in Gan Eden with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and David HaMelech. As you state. Listen to this. Oh, my boy. So your Rebbe Menavot starts negotiating. You know, sometimes you get a deal, you don't negotiate. Right? If I come over to you, Maritz, and I say, listen, you can come to Camp Shema Masifta for now, 1 month, 2 months, for the price of one. Sign. Maritz will jump up and sign it. 2 months for the price of one. You're out, like, jogged 150 miles with the Mashiach. Ah, Givaldik. Signed the dotted line. That's a deal. Kuti, what are you saying? Great. Two for one. Shmam is sifter. Ah. Yeah. Forget about Greenwald. Greenwald cancels trip to China. Tells Israel to... Two for one, Shmam is sifter. Ah! Leilu, leilu, mikol b'chos, v'shivos. So what happens? Your other men of both starts negotiating. Mi b'goish. Who's going to be first? Help up. So I come to you and I tell you, you're going to be together with the Rebbe Hashem. You and the Rebbe Hashem and the Vilna Gaon. And you say, who's first there? Ben Yishai Belash. Sorry, Rav Ben Avos. This is a man that was over the Avodah Zorah, that was Machshel Klaus. He's given now an opportunity being Gan Eden with Hashem and David. But he's still worried about the seating arrangements. He's getting steak also over there. With sushi, mit kol matami. The only thing is, and he's going to be on the Mizrach Vant. And only three people on the Mizrach, so only three entities, the Baruch Shem Bechlishkin people. The Rebbeinu Shalom, Dovin HaMelech, and Ben Yishai. He wants to know who's going to be first, or whatever, to the right, to the left, whatever. He's worried about his seat. The Rebbeinu Shalom tells him, sorry, Ben Yishai Barosh. Sorry, Dovin HaMelech comes first. He goes, Yochi Leibin, I don't need it. You ever heard of such ludicrous? You ever heard of such craziness? You're all of them, what? So we start the parak learning that he goes into paralysis and he doesn't do tshuva even b'shas ma'aseh. And we end the parak that Hashem comes to him and grabs him, tofsei bevigdoi, whatever that means, conceptually, and says, do tshuva, and you and I and Ben Yishai will be in. Now, just to add a little more to make it even more difficult, so if any of you are going to sleep tonight, this will finalize it. The Achrayim ask, what was Yeravim Ben Avot's question? Hashem said, Ani Ato Uben Yishai. So Hashem actually, as the way the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kuv Beis reads, Hashem actually told Yeravim Ben Avot, you're going to be first. Hashem said, Ani Ato Uben Yishai. So the Baruch Hashem said, it's going to be me, you, and then Ben Yishai. So what was Yeravim Ben Avot's question? Listen to what they answered. Achrayim answered. Yeah! Yeravim Ben Avot knew in Shemayim he's going to be even before David HaMelech. Yeah, Maisa. But he wanted to know down here. Down here in Yonei Melucha, in the kingdom, who's going to be first? Is David going to be the higher level king or is he going to be a higher level king? That the Baruch Hashem made a promise. The Baruch Hashem was not negotiable about that. Arichas Del Ben Yishai, Mishichecha. That the Baruch Hu made a promise to David, that's not going back. So Hashem told him, sorry. So Yerubbaal ben Nevat, not only is he still negotiating, what a fool. Right? The biggest fool of all time. But he's negotiating with Hashem about an item that's not negotiable. Because he wants to take over David, with Hashem already promised David that you're the king, you're the Iker Melech. What is going on? Okay, you'll have to stay tuned for tomorrow.